Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and we continue with our special election coverage here as we march towards Election Day here in November. Right now, I am joined by candidate for Portage Township Clerk, Tressa Alvarado. How are you doing, Tressa?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Good.
Pronounced that name correctly?
Yes.
Alvarado. Okay. Yes. All right. Well, let's get a chance to get to know you and, you know, what the position of clerk entails, and mm-hmm. of course, when why you feel that people should support you in your candidacy. Let me first ask, when it comes to a clerk's position, are there party affiliates?
It is. It is a party affiliated. So I'm running on the Democratic ticket, but to me, it should be a bipartisan. Everyone should be interested in keeping the election secure and accessible and that sort of thing. So it really, the best interests of everyone should really be considered for that position.
Is there any reason why you chose to be on the Democrat side of the ticket then?
I've always been part of the Democratic Party, so. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so it's just natural for you to gravitate towards that. Okay,
yeah.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I have been a Houghton County resident for 11 years, and I'm a Michigan Tech graduate. I was appointed to this position for the township clerk last October. I do have some history with working for Michigan Tech for their tech fund. So doing some of the financial, which is part of the clerk's position. I'm familiar with that and working for like the Midwest Loan Services. So some of that financial aspect has come into play with doing what I'm doing now with the clerk position.
Okay, so you said you were appointed in October of 2017. How did
right.
that come about?
The previous clerk had resigned for personal matters, and they were looking for a clerk, and they interviewed me and chose me to fulfill that position. So that's why it's up on the ballot this year, is to fulfill the rest of that position's
Well, what interested you about jumping on and filling out the term?
Filling out the term, I really feel like this is an important position, making sure that everyone has that access to the ballots, that the elections are secure, and just getting involved in local government, it, to me, is so important. We worry a lot about federal level, but a lot of this local level really does affect us on a more personal and direct way. So,
yeah, that's something that we try to inform people. You know,
right.
I know a lot of energy goes into the our national stage and who's in the White House and who's running for major offices. But a lot of the decisions that affect us here locally are done by the people we elect amongst our own community. Funding, from higher levels is basically what we count on when
right.
it comes to the those higher up offices and some of the more sweeping legislations that do affect us.
Right.
But then people tend to overlook positions, both at the township and village level or even at the county level
right.
and how important those positions are.
Right. And what they might not realize too is as a clerk, I have a same vote as the trustees on the township board do. So when we're making decisions about, for example, one of the big ones this past year was the medical marijuana facilities, and I get to have a vote on that. So when you're picking your clerk, that's why it's not a bipartisan, because I do have that vote on the board, or nonpartisan. So when I have those votes, it's important that I'm hearing from the public. And to me, that I've said that many times. I'm on Facebook and reaching out to people saying, when we have big decisions, I need to hear from you. And I think that it's important that we have people that are being elected to these positions that are interested in hearing from our local citizens.
Okay. So, you mentioned that you had gone to Michigan Tech. What was your degree?
Exercise science. Yeah.
Let's say accounting or something.
No, I think I should go back and do accounting, but no. Yeah.
Interested in just getting to know you. So did you pursue a career in exercise science?
I did work at Aspirus in their outpatient therapies, which is what I was interested in going into, was occupational therapy. And I just, there's more to that program that needs to be completed for me to actually do that. So I was really just working more of the reception and getting to know the position. So
is the clerk's position at the township level a full-time job?
It's not assigned hours. The hours for the office is 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and it's Monday through Thursday. So it's not like a 40-hour full-time, but it that is what I
you are there
doing. At 9 a.m. That's what I'm doing. Okay. And I don't have any other side job or anything else. And when I have a huge workload, sometimes I'm there on Friday, sometimes I'm in on the weekends. My amount of work is based on how much needs to be done.
Well, what fills your day as clerk?
We get voter registrations. Right now we're gearing up for this election coming up. So I'm going to be getting the absentee ballots. I just did get all the military overseas ballots taken care of. That was due on this coming Saturday. Then aside from the elections, I'm also doing payroll and payroll taxes, paying bills, that sort of, you know, more computer work type things. And there's a lot of miscellaneous that comes with being the clerk. You get thrown, things get thrown on the desk that go, well, nobody else knows, you know. And then there's the monthly meetings, and then there's sometimes additional meetings with, throughout the month that take that time too. So.
Okay. Those duties that you've listed doesn't sound like, you know, an exercise science person learning those things. Really. So did you learn on the job? Did you have somebody teaching you?
Yeah, well, so Jennifer Lorenz at the county, she did a lot of training and help with the elections, especially since I was appointed in October. We had an election in November. So I did not have a lot of time to learn, but that actually that election went really well, especially for me having just a few weeks to pull it together. So she's been very instrumental. Our previous treasurer, Carol Little, she was extremely helpful in getting me settled in to that position also. And our auditor, she was very helpful also in getting me, you know, familiarized with our system and QuickBooks and doing all of that. So there has just been kind of a group effort of learning, and now I feel pretty, after almost a year, feeling very settled into what I'm doing now.
All right. So. And this year, of course, there's a lot more going on election-wise than there was last year with the gubernatorial races and all the primaries. Right. Of course, we don't have a presidential race this time around, but, you know, for, you know, it seems like just about every, you know, Michigan office is up for election right now. So you got faced with that first time during the primaries. How'd it go?
It went well. I mean, with the primaries, for me personally, on this position, there wasn't another Democrat running. So it was really, you know.
Well, I mean, you're the clerk, though. Yeah.
Yeah, as the clerk running it, it went well. I mean, there was, you know, small little hiccups, and our election workers are excellent. They've been doing it for longer than I've been here. And it went very smoothly.
You said hiccups. What happened?
One of the things was, like, we ran out of the little receipt paper, and so I had to go run receipt paper. You know, it's not things that were detrimental, but just caused a little anxiety or a little stress on the day. But nothing like, you know, major equipment failures or anything like that. And I can really account that to having such great election workers, election inspectors there. So they now,
the election equipment that you just referenced, I know that, you know, we've had a lot of new equipment being utilized here. Starting last year, did you use the old equipment versus the new,
on the new equipment.
Mm-hmm. All right, your impression of it.
Yeah, I think it's been really good. It's slower than the old equipment because it takes an actual photo of the ballot, but it is very secure. It's not hooked up to any internet or anything. It's all locked down. we haven't had, you know, in our township, haven't had any issues. I've heard of other places having some struggles, but we've been really doing well with it. So
okay, well, I'm put you on the spot as, you know, somebody who's been sitting in the chair of the Portage Township Clerk, and so people come to you when they're upset about the taxes that they're paying.
No, that the treasurer does the taxes, and we have a new treasurer, Betsy. She was just appointed a couple months ago, and she's been doing really well, and she's also on the ballot as a nonpartisan candidate. So
so what's your role in that? You had mentioned about how dealing with the taxes that come into the township, you dealt with that a little bit.
The payroll taxes.
Payroll taxes. Okay.
So, yeah, different, a little different. But,
different, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So making sure that they get paid on time, making sure that the township's not incurring those fees for the filing, making sure everything is going through smoothly, yeah.
Okay. During a meeting when the township gathers to meet, you said, you know, you're able to vote on those issues.
Right.
Are you also the minutes taker?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Yep. I take minutes. I make sure that they're all typed up correctly. And then I do send a summary to the newspaper, to Mining Gazette. And then once the board approves the minutes, then they go online. So everybody should be able to access it one way or another. And that's important to me too, to have that transparency.
I need you to start sending me that summary because I'm doing the Keweenaw report, and that would be helpful.
Sure.
Just because I'm basically one guy. I don't have the staff that the newspaper has to cover things. So I've been able to cover the county and city levels, but when we get down into the township and village, it becomes much more difficult. That would be helpful. And of course, I'd be happy to share that on our news reports, you know, different things that are going on.
Certainly.
So as a township clerk, what are some of the biggest obstacles or difficulties in your job that you have to face?
I think the amount of workload can be pretty overwhelming. That is kind of comes fast and furious for the couple of months where there's elections. Then also making sure that employees are taking care of the, you know, and getting their payroll taken care of. Working with, you know, working with other people can sometimes be a struggle, you know, but I think that, you know, our board has been really great, even with small, you know, struggles and that sort of thing. You know, we've done really well this past year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, as of course, you're now a candidate for this position. So why should people put their faith and trust in you to continue in this job?
Well, I've been doing, like I said, very well this past year, learning. I've learned a lot. I have experience, and I, you know, there's been a big turnover in the township with, you know, this clerk position opening that I came in, and then the treasurer's position was vacated, and then we had our water clerk position vacated. And so we've had a lot of new people. And we've all gotten now settled in to those positions. I think it's really important to have some stability to keep the people who are, you know, trained in, because when you bring in a new person, you're going to be paying to get that new person trained in. And I feel that it's really important that our elections, like I said, are run fairly, are being secured. the accessibility is very important to me for the elderly and handicapped voters. I am very passionate about this position. I love what I'm doing, and I really hope that, you know, I can reach the voters and have them, you know, on board with me for that.
Well, what can a clerk do, or even a candidate for clerk, do as far as helping to get out the vote and especially making it accessible to those that may have more difficulty than others getting to the polls?
Well, just the being available, you know, and people can call, and I can send them the application for absentee ballots. Absentee ballots is one of the big ways that people are able to vote if they aren't able to get into the polls. And that is actually a proposal that's on the ballot this year, is to have a no reason absentee ballots, which I think would be a huge step forward for everybody to be able to have that accessibility, no matter where they're at, you know. And the having the minutes posted online and that sort of thing too gives an accessibility where if someone's not able to come to the meetings, they can still see what's happening in their government, in their township.
Yeah, definitely. In this day and age where so many people use the internet, use electronic means, when we talk about absentee ballot, absentee voting, it's a kind of amazing that we're in the 21st century and then that's not more common.
Yeah.
That, you know, we still have to go to the polls to vote. You know, I do just about every single thing I do online. You know,
yeah.
From, from applying for my mortgage to paying all my bills. But, yeah, you know, voting is still largely done in person. But as a clerk, does that concern you at all about, you know, keeping the, integrity of the vote that, you know, if you're having more absentee ballots mm-hmm. that without people coming to the polls, that there could be, I mean, we just came off an election where people are still screaming that there's, you know, improprieties. Right. But, you know, as a clerk, does that worry you at all?
It's extremely important that things are done in a secure manner, and we do have those in place that, you know, checking, they do signatures on the envelopes and making sure that they match up and that no one's getting double sent, you know, their ballots, and they're all traceable. You get the stub and everything that they know that we received their ballot, so they're able to come back and say, did you get it? And making sure that those stay sealed up and locked down until election day. You know, it's definitely an important thing to me, and I think that, you know, the system we have right now actually works pretty well.
Okay. It's very possible that we'll have a very close election, just giving the results of the presidential election mm-hmm. a couple of years ago. And with our, you know, especially in the governor's race is what I'm looking at specifically. Mm-hmm. So if it gets down to where it's so close that there's a recount,
mm-hmm.
how do you have to handle things on the township level if you have that where things are really close?
Yeah, well, if there's a recount that's mandated, we do have to recount all the,
you know, what's the process? How do you do it?
I've actually not ever done that recount yet.
Talk about learning on the job.
Yeah, so it would be a collaboration with the county to help with that, but retabulating them and going through that whole process all over again and making sure everything is done correctly.
Okay. Well, I have to, since you do have the power to vote on certain township issues, let's talk about some of those that are important to you.
Sure.
And you mentioned about the medical marijuana facility, mm-hmm. and you mentioned that you voted on it, but
right.
I need to ask, well, which way did you support?
Sure. I supported it. I believe that people need to be able to access their medication, and we had a huge turnout. I had encouraged a lot of people to show up, regardless of which way they felt about it, because I wanted to hear it. I wanted to know. And there were so many people who showed up that said, you know, this helps, you know, my child with seizures, you know, migraines, anything, you know, I can't. And what I said at that meeting is, I can't imagine looking at this person and saying, sorry, I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to take this away from you. So I voted we should have these medical marijuana facilities, because you know, you take that away, and that's a safe place that someone can go and get their medication. And otherwise, they're kind of getting it from who knows what, or they can't get it at all. And so that was probably one of the biggest issues, where we had so many people, we were packed in of people that came to voice their concerns and their desires for that.
If I remember the result correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, but so Portage Township, I believe, was the only municipality in the local area that not only supported the current facilities, but left room for additional.
Yes.
So I mean, I think you had one, but it was up to four. You know,
yeah, right? It was to three.
Up to three.
Okay,
thank
yep.
you.
So. And we had one who was already, it was already established and had no incidents. Hardly anyone even knew it was there, other than the people who utilized it. They were very discreet. They were very good. And so I had no qualms about, you know, being supportive of those businesses if they're going to be, you know, responsible.
Okay. Well, we look back at a major issue that was taking place about a year ago. Let's look forward. What's coming down the pipeline? What are some things that you know that township voters need to be aware of, that things that the township is currently dealing with?
Our most recent meeting was about that Meijer coming in.
Okay.
And primarily that building is looking at being primarily in the city of Houghton. There is a portion that's coming to Portage Township also.
Yes.
Most of that is going to be a parking lot. And then there's going to be that small convenience area with the gas station and some convenience foods. So right now we're working with the city of Houghton to see how we want to handle basically merging those two areas, how that's going to be taxed, how that's affecting our local area
okay.
with that coming in. There hasn't been a vote or a decision on that exactly, that's what's going to be coming.
I've heard bits of this from the Houghton side, you know, talking mm-hmm. about trying to work out, you know, some of these details with mm-hmm. Meijer, you know, planning on putting this store in and those adjacent lots. So, you know, whether it ends up that I don't know if the township ends up selling those lots or it gets annexed or you just get capture some of the taxes. But,
yeah.
You know, those are things that you're probably discussing.
Right. So it's going to be taxed. What we're looking at is that property being taxed as the city, but then the city will be reimbursing the township for the amount of taxes we would have otherwise received. So, and then we're going to be, the city controls the fire, the police, the water, the garbage and everything to that site. We're going to be doing the sewer because we're hoping to develop that sewer down in that Green Acres Road area.
Oh, okay. So. All right. Well, the election's coming up here in November. My guest right now is Tressa Alvarado. She is a candidate for Portage Township Clerk. Tressa, of course, having been appointed to the position and being able to serve in these months, you know, by the time November comes, you will have over a year in the position. With that experience, are you looking to start making any kind of putting your own stamp, I guess, on the job? Anything that you would like to change or like to see improved in the township?
Well, right now, and what we've been doing is working with the auditor I had mentioned earlier, and improving how we handle our budget, keeping things within our budget or improving how we're looking forward to the future, and having an improved planning process, and working with that auditor to make sure that we are meeting the state guidelines, and following what they have detailed for us to be doing. So right now that's one of the big things as far as that. As far as elections, I've been really focused on those absentee ballots coming in. They're going to be going actually out pretty soon once the county delivers the ballots to us, and making sure that those are getting processed quickly.
People, when they hit the polls, they have to be aware of some things that are different. Correct me if I'm wrong, but no straight party ticket voting this year.
Right. So you have to make sure that you're voting all the way down and all the way across, and on the back side is the proposals for the ballots. But yeah, there is no straight ticket party voting this election.
So people, keep in mind, yeah, go all the way down, because if you just vote mm-hmm. for the big ones, and
yeah.
then there's all those little offices that we talked about that
right.
you know, don't get, you know, if you don't fill in a bubble, you don't get a vote either way.
Right.
You know, one,
right.
You know,
right.
With that.
Right. Right.
Okay. If somebody wants to know more about you or follow your campaign, what's the best way for them to do that?
My Facebook page is pretty active. It's just Tress Alvarado, Portage Township Clerk, and I post quite a bit on there. As far as finding like the minutes, those are all posted on the township's website. So those are two different places that could be. And of course, always can contact me. You know, I'm at the office. Like, you send an email, leave a message. I'm I'm pretty open and flexible for that.
Great. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for coming on the program.
Okay. Thank you.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.